The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now it's time for our weekly money slot here on The Last Word, and Frank Conway, founder of MoneyWiz Financial Education, is with me. Just to give people an advance warning here, this item contains the C word, Christmas that is, and in particular using Christmas to teach your kids the value of money. Frank, I don't think any kids know the value of money, but my one certainly doesn't. But go on, what are your tips to try and get kids ready for the Christmas spending?
Well, I guess before we start, one of the things that's really interesting in all of this is that children as young as age 3 begin to form money awareness. And by age 7, they start to form habits for life. So we found that in research, for example, in the UK. So what we're trying to do is intervene at a very young age with kids and get them to appreciate the value. So starting off, really, I would say with kids 3 or 4 or 5, you know, get them to understand that, you know, money is a unit of account. So one of the things I came up with, number one, was getting kids to actually collect 10 cent coins from right around the European Union. There's 19 countries that use the euro out of the all the countries in the eurozone. Are in the European Union, but getting them to collect one of those coins gets them a challenge in terms of geography, in terms of money, and that is used in other places as well. So it's kind of used right throughout Europe. But what that also does is we have to tie that with a time limit. So
yes.
One of the things...
You can't find it and then spend it straight away.
Well, that's one of the things. And the other side of that as well is that what we're saying is that even for adults often struggle, for example, in setting a time limit in terms of coming up with a deposit for property. So with kids, one of the things I would encourage them to do is say, well, within the next 6 months or 3 months or before Christmas, come up with set a number of countries where you collect a coin. Now, some countries will be a bit more difficult than others, so that's what makes it a bit more challenging. So it's like the Easter egg challenge for kids. The other one is actually doing a split on money. And so one of the things we talk about at Christmas is that it's the biggest spending time for most families. Most families spend around €1,500 at Christmas time. Some spend a lot more, some spend slightly less. So it's quite a big spending time. So I would say for parents out there, why not flip that a little bit and get some good out of it? And that is actually getting kids involved in the process in terms of their own spending habits, in terms of their own savings habits. So splitting, having two boxes, for example, one is for saving, one is for spending. And when I say spending, it's long-term savings for spending later on. So we often have short-term goals. Christmas, for example, might be a goal for a child that they might have something they save up for. So that would be the savings box for Christmas. And then the other one is saving long-term, perhaps a bike, perhaps a computer game, perhaps something else that they want to maybe save for in a year's time. So in terms of doing that, I think what it does is it actually gets kids to see different goals in life. So that's part of the goal setting process.
And you have a nice idea there with the colour coding of those boxes. So obviously green for savings and red for spending, as in stop spending. So that kind of might grab their imagination a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. And so really what we're trying to do at this young age is get them just to change their behaviour just a small amount, just to get them to think about it. And critical thinking really when it comes to younger kids, you know, just getting them to think in terms of actually where money comes from, the challenges even for parents later on in terms of actually they've got to save up to do many things. It's not just a hole in the wall or it's not a giveaway. So, and kids do learn this. You will have some kids who will actually grab onto this very quickly, but then you'll have other kids who will actually just plough through money. But once we set a little bit of discipline, they begin to understand that.
And the piggy banks then, they were something that were around obviously when all of us were younger, but you need one obviously that's difficult to open.
Yeah, that's the big challenge, and even that is something we find with adults, for example. Adults will often say they love credit unions in some cases.
Because you can go and take out the money.
Or the money is locked away from you. So it's not quite as simple as having maybe a debit card where you can access right away. The other one is little rewards, and that is an interesting one because what I've come up with here is saying, okay, every kid mightn't have a chance to actually save as much money as they might want. Maybe their goal is to maybe save €300 for perhaps something special to them. So I would say one of the things they can do is chores around the house. Now, the reason that's important is parents may say, well, actually, what they will teach them is actually work and money. So we don't want to get them overburdened at a very young age in terms of, you know, what money means to an adult. But what we do want them to understand is that there is something in it for performing chores. And later on in these lessons, we'll talk about in terms of actually how taxes might impact them as well. This is something people love.
Maybe not for the 3-year-olds. You frighten them off. But you talk a little bit about visualising, and I think that's kind of important because, you know, young children, they do, you know, you're talking about time there. Time, kids have no concept of it. So you're saying, you know, a couple of months or a couple of years, it just seems like forever. But I think if you can visualise what they're doing and the amount that it's growing, you know, that will really help them get involved in it.
Yeah, that's so important. So when I say visualize, I'm really just coming up with a very simple calendar where they can see the progress over time. So what their savings, for example, so the goal might be €300 or €200 or €100, and then they can see each month. And what will happen sometimes is they may not be quite on target for that, or they might be a little bit ahead. ahead and fall behind. But what the point of all this will be is that to say, well, actually 12 or 15 or 6 months, for example, you can still reach the goal by doing other things. So you might come up with little rewards, incentives around the house, chores, to actually boost the air savings just a little bit more. But really important that they can see the progress as well.
So if they're looking for something, like if they want to sleep over maybe, or if they want to, you know, watch a movie or do something that's a bit of a treat, that you kind of, you dangle a carrot as such, and they might get involved.
Yeah, and that's a lesson for life, is that, you know, if you work towards a goal and you reach that goal, then often there's a reward at the back of that. So, you know, and it's probably something for adults as well, in terms of actually long-term goals, how we plan finances. So really making it very simple for younger kids to grasp the basic concepts of money itself. The other side of it is actually, you know, rewarding kids as well for the sleeping over. Give them a glass money jar. And one of the things I said on that is, for example, they can see the progress and actually maybe make it a bit more fun in terms of naming it. So I came up with the name Jingles, for example.
Okay.
So you can see something in terms of actually the savings goal. So you have a piggy bank, which is hard to open, but also you've got a savings goal in that form of maybe the saving the 10 cent coins, for example. So you can see through the jar in terms of where that's going.
And if parents want to put away some money then, and they want to leave it there for a couple of years, like for college or for whatever down the line, what's the best one available then to parents?
The best savings accounts?
Yeah.
Well, there's a number of them in the market. One right now, there's the Bank of Ireland one, which is, it pays 2.5%. There's other ones which pay about 2.01%. I think that's EBS, AIB. And there's other offers in the market. So the big challenge with money, for example, is while you earn that interest on those accounts, and those are typically kids' accounts, for example, where there are limits in terms of how much is saved. The really interesting thing in this lesson is that they might be getting that interest from the banks, for example, but a big part of that is actually taken away in dirt tax.
They need to learn that lesson early on.
That's a really important lesson, because that's kind of something we all adults go through, you know, and this is a big lesson for kids who come out of college to start earning for the first time, who may have had some earning experience before college, but once they get into the tax system, they realise how much is actually gone. So one of the things I teach kids at a very young age is actually the value of sharing. Taxing is a system of sharing money in terms of actually police, firemen, nurses and so forth. So that is a separate lesson we come up to. But right here, there's the value in the savings and there's the value in the rewards of the interest that's earned on that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. That was Frank Conway, founder of MoneyWiz Financial Education.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.